Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Election season come and fiery exchanges between rival parties become a commonplace phenomena. In the latest in the series is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's dismissal of Congress over its use of the term Hindu terror. In his maiden election rally in Maharashtra for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi slammed the party for coining the term Hindu terror and said that the Congress has attempted to defame the crores of Indians by using the term. Modi's tirade is the latest in the political slugfest triggered by the acquittal of the Samjhota train blast accused Swami Asimanan. However, this isn't the first time that the BJP has pulled up the Congress for using the term. Earlier, its president Amit Shah had hit out at the Grand Old Party for using the term in connection with the Samjhota blast case. The Congress, however, hit back at the Prime Minister and accused him of lying. Its spokesperson Manish Tiwari, press conference, said that the term had actually been defined by a senior BJP leader, R.K. Singh, during his tenure as the Union Home Secretary. Tiwari further added that terrorism does not have any religion, caste, and it needs to be fought irrespective of these social barriers. Meanwhile, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah's comment that Jammu and Kashmir would one day have a separate Prime Minister and President drew a furious response from Narendra Modi, who demanded during an election meeting on Monday that the Congress explain its allies' comment. The Congress is contesting the Lok Sabha polls for the 7 seats of J&K in alliance with the NC. While the party did not respond, the back and forth with Mr. Abdullah responding on Twitter continued through the evening. Without naming Abdullah, the Prime Minister said that he says we will take the clock back and replicate the situation before 1953 and there will be 2 Prime Ministers in India, Kashmir will have its separate PM. The Congress must answer, the Prime Minister continued, how an ally can say such a thing. Earlier in the day, at an election rally in South Kashmir's Bandipur, Abdullah said that those threatening to scrap Article 35A should know that Jammu and Kashmir would get back its post of Prime Minister and Sadr-e-Riyasat. Abdullah in the evening further fought fire with fire in a sardonic tweet in which he wrote that he's humbled by the attention Prime Minister Modi pays to his speeches and that he is very grateful to social media cell of the BJP for highlighting his speech, especially by WhatsApping it to journalists. Right, moving on, look at some of the other top stories from yesterday. The head of NASA on Monday branded India's destruction of one of its satellites a terrible thing that had created 400 pieces of orbital debris and led to new dangers for astronauts aboard the International Space Station. NASA, in a statement, said that it is a terrible, terrible thing to create an event that sends debris at an apogee that goes above the International Space Station. The kind of activity is not compatible with the future of human spaceflight. Jim Burdenstein, who was making the statement, was addressing NASA's employees 5 days after India shot down a low-orbiting satellite in a missile test, known as Mission Shakti, to prove it was amongst the world's advanced space bars. Next up, the suspected suicide bomber who was arrested on Monday for trying to target a CRPF convoy on the Jammu and Srinagar National Highway 2 days back has said that he was asked over phone to explode the parliamentary vehicle. OSS Amin Rathar was arrested by a joint search party of police and the army after a Santro exploded near Banihal, slightly damaging a CRPF convoy. Now, Amin was quoted by the news agency ANI saying that he was asked on phone to explode the convoy and that his task was to drive the car and press the switch. The purported attack comes right on the heels of the Pulwama terror attack in which a Jaish-e-Mohammed suicide bomber claimed the lives of 40 CRPF personnel. Feud in Lalu Prasad's family has boiled over once again, with elder son Tej Pratap Yadav Monday saying he would launch his own political outfit, the Lalu Rabri Morcha. According to sources, the new outfit may contest the Lok Sabha election on 20 seats in Bihar, and this comes after Tej Pratap, who had last week resigned as the mentor of the RJD's youth wing, confirmed that his decision was prompted by strain in ties with younger brother and RJD chief Tejaswi Yadav. Moving on, Facebook has removed 712 accounts and 390 pages in India and Pakistan because of inauthentic behavior and spamming, it said on Monday, and linked much of it to the Congress Party day before the elections and Pakistan's military. Facebook had faced increasing pressure from authorities around the world to ensure its platform is not abused for political gains or to spread misinformation, especially ahead of the Lok Sabha elections in India. Among the most significant removals, Facebook said it took down 549 accounts and 138 pages linked to the Congress for coordinated inauthentic behavior. It has also banned some accounts linked to an Indian company associated with a mobile app promoted by the BJP. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but like always, I'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.